The statistics are stark and alarming.
Populations of mammals, of birds, of fish declined between 1970 and the year 2014 by 60% globally. And in freshwater habitats, the figure is some 83%.
And it's no surprise that human activity is mainly to blame.
Human activity is the driver of the declines we're seeing, primarily our demand, our increasing demand for food, energy, water.
That activity is driving climate change, but the authors say there are lessons we can learn from how the world came together to act on curbing greenhouse gases.
When we think about how the world responded to the climate threat and forged a pact in Paris in 2015 to address climate change, we need a similar deal at the global level for people and nature.
And Cesario points to success stories like the giant panda's recovery and the rising population of tigers in the wild as proof that what is happening is reversible.
The report is very sobering. I think the message is also that it's not too late to course correct. Life is resilient. It bounces back. And so if we take concerted action, we can reverse these trends and ensure a living planet for future generations.
To help life bounce back, the World Wildlife Fund is calling on governments to sign on to a Convention on Biological Diversity in 2020. It creates a pathway to conserve the world's wild places and reverse the planet's shrinking biodiversity.
And it has set targets for things like percentage of area to be protected under parks and indigenous reserves and other types of community conserved areas.
The WWF says all of the resources the Earth provides us, in terms of food, lumber, and energy, for instance, all told are worth about $125 trillion a year. The goal now is to find a way to make all that rich natural biodiversity sustainable and available for generations to come. Kevin Enix, VOA News.